There are different portions of Scripture that we could look to as to why it is that we are doing what we're doing here. And this is a portion that pertains to the table of the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16, it says, "The cup of blessing which we bless," verse 16 of 1 Corinthians 10, "is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? And the bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ?" Think about what this is saying here. This is a cup of blessing which we bless. Why is it that we are even partaking right now of these things? It's because the Lord Himself established it. It's the Lord Himself that ordained it. And just like every little detail of the Old Testament was significant, our Lord Jesus Christ came and fulfilled every aspect of the law. And so, therefore, when we go back and read the law, we see how He is the fulfillment. But what has He left us now as a type and a picture of His person, His work? It's what we're holding in our hands right now. And think about the simplicity of it. There's the bread, which is unleavened, because Christ, that represents His body, was without sin. And there's the blood shed, represented in the wine. And together, this is what is called the cup of blessing, which we bless. We bless it because it represents the very one who came and laid down His life, worked out that perfect righteousness, that God might be just to justify. And so this is not just a matter of us going through a ritual here. I know there's different names that people call it, but really, one of the names of Scripture that we have here is communion. This is a communion, first of all, with God the Father through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, by His shed blood, and then a communion with one another. That's the beauty of this. You look around and you think, well, we're nothing but sinners. How is it that God could ever accept us? Well, the same way He always has, through a representative, one of His appointing, and a righteousness that that representative has established. But you notice the two elements that we have here. It required His body. There was no body in eternity, but body hast thou prepared for me. And it required to shed blood. Had the Lord Jesus Christ come and taken on flesh and lived a perfect life and then ascended back into glory, there would have been no salvation, because the law required not only obedience to the precepts of the law, but it required the satisfaction of the penalty, which is death for sin. So even though it's simple, here we hold it in our hands, yet what does it represent? It represents our very communion with God Himself through the body and through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why He asked this question, the cup of blessing which we bless. I hope this is not just some ritual we go through at the end of every month and think, okay, it's communion Sunday. So think about what this means in light of who Christ is and what it required that we might be made one with Him. Is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? You ever stop and think about that? We're identifying with the blood of Christ right now. And what it took to save such wretches as we are. So He says, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? And the bread which we break. So it's the blood and it's the bread. You don't get blood out of turnips. You don't get blood out of supposed good works or efforts that men do. No, it took nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that body. And He asked this question, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Physically, we can't see the body of Christ, but, you know, if you were to ask Him, well, can you leave us a picture? He did. Here it is in the bread and in the cup, a picture of Christ and His body. And it says there, in verse 17, for we being many, stop and think about the many that God has chosen and given to his Son, for whom Christ came and paid the sin debt. For we being many are what? One bread, one body. That's the beauty of the work of Christ, that of many he has made one body. And it says, for we are all partakers of that one bread. That is, if he indeed has paid our sin debt. This isn't for everybody. This is for those for whom he came and paid the sin debt. So as we partake, we're going to thank the Lord for this bread and this cup. But think about who it represents. The person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what it represents, his death. Therein is all of our justification before God, that he should be pleased to have laid down his life for such sinners as we are. Gracious Father, I thank you for this time that you have given us to set apart to remember the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and remember that sacrifice that he offered unto you, that you might be the just God and Savior, and that we who are members of that body now benefit because of his great work. What a cup of blessing that we bless because of who it represents. We'll give you all the praise and honor and glory in his precious name. Amen.